This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 7 after the hour. Friday is upon us. First Friday of September. It's Labor Day weekend. A lot of people are gonzo. Lots of traffic today over the weekend. It'll be very quiet. Monday will be, actually looks like a fairly good day around the country weather-wise. Little entrail of the storm going across Florida. Hurricane, what is it, Hermine? I still haven't figured out how to pronounce that. I have the services of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here to keep me in the straight and narrow. So which way am I supposed to pronounce this?
Hermine? I think it's Hermine. I mean, I'm tempted to say Hermione because Hermione? Of yes. Harry Potter, but it's not spelled yes. the same way.
Right. Yeah, there's an E missing there, I think.
And an O.
And an O.
Yeah.
Give me a Q. Give me an R. Okay. So enough about the vocabulary and your alphabet. This is your way to be in touch with what's going on in the world. A review of what's going on this past week or has gone on. We'll take a poke at some of those stories, some of the good news. I'm not sure I would put this into the good news. Okay, well, for some of you, it may be. There's a comparison out this week from this year to 10 years ago when it comes to smoking pot in America. How many more people are smoking the wacky weed now than did 10 years ago? Want to take a guess, Victoria, as to how many more people are smoking pot now than did 10 years ago?
I would say a lot more.
Well, I'm talking about numbers. Yes, a lot more.
Numbers?
I can come up with that. A lot more would be my guess. You have to come up with a number.
Is this like a light year math kind of thing?
yeah, this is the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. That's where the data comes from.
Well, sadly, I think drug use in general is up, so
yes,
I don't really know a percentage, but maybe 10% more are smoking pot?
No, it's a number. Looking for a number. You have the right.
400,000.
How many? Who?
400,000.
10 million.
Oh. I was just a little bit
out. Yeah, what? That's what I thought. Whoa is right. 10 million more people are now smoking pot than did 10 years ago. That's a lot of people getting doped up on that stuff. We consider marijuana a drug. I thought it wasn't.
I think in most states or in every state, if it's not already legalized, then it's a misdemeanor or it's been decriminalized. It's something very, very minor on the criminal chart.
It's not cocaine by any stretch or heroin.
No.
That sort of thing. No. All right. We have been touting the SpaceX program. I tout all space programs here because I, unlike Victoria, have forward thinking, and I believe that.
Or am I the more forward thinker? And I think that we're spending way too much on space, and it's a waste of time and money.
I don't. I mean, that may be what you think, and I would give you.
But you're wrong.
Plaudits, for having your own opinion. However,
How do you know I'm not the more forward thinker on that one?
I just get it. It's an age thing, probably more than anything else. I'm waiting for.
I don't really know how you won that argument with that, but okay. We'll let you have it. It's Friday.
Who says that I won it? I don't. Listen, you don't have to concede to me.
Just I'm not.
I send you a check. It doesn't mean you don't have to consider me. For that reason.
It always goes back to money and power, doesn't it?
No, not power, just money.
Money is power.
So I've heard that. I'd like some more, please. How do we pass it around so everybody gets some more of that? So anyway, the point of my distraction here is the SpaceX rocket yesterday blew up at Cape Kennedy. It was resting, actually. It wasn't doing anything.
More waste of money and time?
Well, but this is private money, so you don't have to worry about it. It's not public money. It's private money. He can do what he wants with his money. Now, there's a picture of this. Hey, sky's pretty dark, but the smoke that came from the thing. the buildings at Cape Canaveral shook. Rocket was set to take off tomorrow to deliver a satellite. And so a good thing the satellite was going to be loaded on today for them to send up tomorrow. So those of you who are along the Space Coast, do you see this? Maybe some of you working there. 888-302-3684. I'm always curious to hear from the folks listening to WMEL, who many of them, the listeners there, are involved. And really, that's one of the stations that carries this program. The listenership is so involved. They have newsletters. They write to each other. They're friends with each other. It's a really, you talk about forward thinking. I think that that's the kind of stuff that radio ought to be doing. To keep, we use social media, Twitter, at DJV, DJV show, and Facebook. I'm struggling with this week because we've changed everything.
No, you're right, though, at DJV show.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Facebook.com/DJV show. So anyway, what I like is that Mr. Harper and his crew are very communicative. And that's a good lesson. I think a lot of stations, the stations that I'm on around the country, I get maybe a dozen or so newsletters that come, some of them with regularity, some of them irregularly. And I would say we used to send out newsletters to the radio stations with regularity, and we haven't done a good job of that. We ought to go back to that, Victoria, in a manner of speaking. I don't mean
really? That. Okay. Am I supposed to be writing a newsletter now?
No. not that, although you could contribute to it. No, Bob's supposed to write the newsletter.
Oh, okay.
But it's nice to be in touch with people, because if without them, we have nothing, as you may have noticed. So it's good to have people sort of invested or involved in what's going on. And I just use WMEL as an example. Anyway, not to digress too much, I find the people that are there, having spent a number of times, I think I went there 6 times to Cape Kennedy, went around the space, the buildings there, and really felt good about the people who were working substantively, constructively, regardless of what Victoria says. There is it's a super fabulous place to go. And
I'm sure it's amazing. I always wanted to go to space camp. So I love the idea of space. I just don't know that, you know, sometimes that it's worth all of the money that we dump into the program.
Yeah, well, you're entitled to your opinion.
But in terms of this rocket that blew up, I think this was the Facebook rocket, right?
Yes.
It was supposed to be delivering, I'm not sure what, but it was somehow connected to Facebook.
There was a new satellite that was supposed to, that Zuckerberg wants to have connect some areas of Asia and Africa that do not have now the ability to get good internet.
So this is the satellite that was supposed to power the drone.
I believe so. Yes.
The model of the drone that he gave to the Pope.
Right, the Pope.
So this was the satellite that was going to actually power the real
drone. I don't believe the satellite was actually on the rocket yet. I could be wrong with that. Somebody will call me or send me an email or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter to tell us whether the satellite was actually on the rocket. Oftentimes they don't put that on until the day before.
Oh, okay.
So let's hope for the sake of whoever owned it.
Yeah.
And then they go up and smoke with you. And then you wonder why it would just sort of spontaneously blow up like that. I have a silly little story that is sort of commensurate with that. I was out on my tractor yesterday mowing some fields in the pasture because it's been so dry. Everything is sort of all of the grass that hasn't been eaten by the animals. It just sort of bunched up. So I'm grinding it up and freshening it up because I'm going to reseed some of these pastures. And the mower hit a rock, and the spark ignited a fire. Wow. That burnt part of the pasture. And I turn around, I'm driving the tractor, headed away from it, and one of the guys in the barn says, "Look behind you." I turn around, and there's smoke and fire in the field. And it just came from the spark. That's how dry things are. There was a spark that came from a rock that was on the ground that went through the mower, and that spark ignited a fire. And it took the guys, a couple of hours to put it out.
And that's crazy. I mean, things like that are what happens in California all the time. We hear these wildfires that burn houses down and acres and acres and miles of land. It's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
So you didn't get a little flash storm yesterday, rainstorm?
No,
we had one that just went through New York City that it was crazy hard rain that just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, we didn't have that. You know, one of the things that we do on Friday is go through the stories that come from Talkers Magazine for the week, the analysis done by the folks who are the editors and publishers of Talkers Magazine. There's a list of the top 10. And at number 6 this week, this Iran nuclear deal, the details that came out. Nobody talked about this but me when it first came out. I got wind of this a couple of days ago and was talking about it. And I don't mean that. I'm not sticking out my chest. Oh, Doug, he's big and tough and strong and, wow, is he smart? No, I'm just saying that these are the kind of curiosities that I like to dig, the nooks and crannies of information that I think make for more interesting conversation than what Hillary said about Trump. So if you didn't hear this story, this is something that should upset a lot of people and just shows you how easy it is to discredit leaders who lie. And that maybe the two things are almost becoming synonymous. The United States of America and the other 5 countries who agreed in the Iranian deal, they also agreed, but didn't tell anybody, about secret exemptions that favored Iran after the nuclear pact was put together. The other people beside us, Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany, the former UN Weapons Inspector Chief David Albright says he gathered information based on unnamed officials from all those countries. He went to all the countries, to people who were working on and involved in this agreement. The U.S., of course, says no such secret arrangement was made, but who believes them? The report released yesterday by the Institute for Science and International Security says the exemptions or loopholes were happening in secret. It appears they favored Iran. The allowances were made so that an economic deadline could be met for Iran. In other words, Iran said, we're not doing this unless we have this by this date. And the international community said, screw you, we don't want that. And so in recognition of that, they decided to make the deal secret so they could get it through. And that's what they did, because the public would go wild, as now they will, but it's too late because it's already taken place. Right? I like that for good, strong leadership. Food for thought, worthy of conversation, or at least worthy of consideration. It's 19 past the hour. Doug and Victoria and Kara are on the air.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could... Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, 23 and change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The late night shows are the late, maybe we should underscore this, the late night shows, and then there's the late night shows. I think we had a couple of things from James Corden this week, but now we have just a quick smile from Jimmy Fallon from last night's monologue.
There are reports that a frost in France's Champagne region could cause a worldwide champagne shortage. So if you're worried about a champagne shortage, congratulations on having an otherwise pretty great life.
Yeah. I don't know how he's dealing
first
with
world
his
problems.
His problem is with alcohol. I don't think he's drinking champagne.
I don't think that that's something that we should be saying, because we don't know that, and he has two little tiny babies, and he's always with his parent, with his kids. So
have the babies turn the radio off then. There is,
no, I mean his children.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but there's a thing. You may remember the memo that we got yesterday about gossip. Did you remember that? This is gossip. And gossip.
Reality, that's reality TV gossip.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want some more. How about some gossip about Paul McCartney and Jimmy Buffett? Want a little of that? I guess I'm on my
there we go. Yes.
McCartney, Band on the Run. He sang it at Jimmy Buffett's house last night. It was a Hampden fundraiser. The sky-high ticket prices, something McCartney even made fun of, cost you $25,000 to get in to listen to McCartney and Jimmy Buffett sing. As a matter of fact, some people, depending on where they sat, if they got to talk to Mrs. Clinton, they paid $100,000. I like that. $25,000 to get in, and if you want to sit at a table where Hillary is and you want to talk about it, it was $100,000. McCartney even joked about the cash grab on stage, saying, quote, I performed before and haven't gotten paid, but this is the first time in my entire life when I've paid to hear myself sing. Excuse me, I thought that was pretty funny. You didn't think that was funny?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I always think it's weird when, like, a British guy is political in another country or right, in America.
Right. He lives in New York City, and his wife is.
Can he vote?
I doubt it, but his wife can.
So, right.
There you go. He's taking a cue from her, as it were. All right. Let's Let's see, what other musical items do we have here that are of interest and importance? Beyonce seems to make it in several times a week to our musical circle. She's getting back to business on her sold-out Formation tour after a federal judge yesterday dismissed an indie filmmaker's lawsuit that accused her of copying his work for the album Lemonade. Didn't we talked about that after the MTV Awards, didn't we, this week? Seems to me we did.
Talk about what?
The Lemonade album and
visuals. Well, she won big. She won big, but yeah.
Right.
I didn't know she was being sued.
No.
But, you know, it's one of those, you know, as you were saying earlier in the month, that, or
hard to be
week, that there are so many. Yeah. And, well, now this is a video thing, which is extra strange, that someone would come along and say, oh, you copied my idea for a video. I mean, I don't know. Visuals, there's so many infinite possibilities.
Yeah, and especially the things he's accusing her of, like graffiti and persons with heads down, side-lit ominous figures.
Right.
Like,
that doesn't happen in any other.
Every movie, every short film, every indie film ever.
Yeah. So, anyway, the judge agreed, granted the singer's motion to dismiss the claim brought by Matthew Fulks, was his name, F-U-L-K-S. Against Beyonce. It was they copied his trailer. Oh, you poor little boy.
And 9 elements of his short film.
Yeah.
How many elements are there in your short film?
Poor little boy.
Paranoia. Well, maybe you're just paranoid. That's what it's called.
Right. And now, with her impression of Japanese, it's Victoria Keeman.
I knew you were going to go there.
28 past the hour, and I didn't surprise you.
Champions are made. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most inspiring parts of emotional management is motivation. A big portion of my career is devoted to working with some of the best athletes in the entire world. And athletes, as you know, rely a ton on motivation. But just because they rely on motivation doesn't mean that they don't at times struggle with motivation. You see, motivation is a mindset. And we alone have the final say on the mindset that we have in life. By learning to master your self-talk, you can become the champion of your own motivation. And once you become the champion of your motivation, you can become a champion at anything you undertake. For help with motivation, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The program with conviction. This is Doug, Victoria, Kara on the air at 34 after the hour Friday. Some food news. I suppose this would be considered the B thing in South Carolina because the spray for Zika in the Zika zone has killed most of the bees in South Carolina. Well, that's the focus. My speculative mind says that the spraying that went on in the Zika zone in Florida killed a bunch of bees as well. These are honeybees responsible for, yes, making honey. So if you'd like to know a little more of the story behind the story, here it is. Listen to this.
It was like visiting a cemetery. Pure sadness. That's how one woman described seeing millions of dead honeybees in Dorchester County, South Carolina. And an aerial spray of a pesticide used to control mosquito populations is to blame.
I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that we sprayed poison from the sky.
Beekeepers in the area say their colonies dropped dead almost immediately after the spray was distributed on Sunday. A bee farm in one town lost about 2.5 million bees on the spot, and its co-owner says she's devastated.
All of
of my equipment is contaminated, my honey's contaminated, my comb is contaminated, I'm totally shut down.
The pesticide the county used is called Naled. Officials spray it to kill mosquitoes that carry viruses like Zika and West Nile. Naled has been registered for use in the U.S. since 1959 and is primarily used to control adult mosquitoes. But it is toxic to other insects, birds, fish, and even humans. It's classified as a severe skin and eye irritant and is harmful when ingested or inhaled.
And guess who makes it? Hey.
Well, that's the thing for me is we talk about, you know, this killing bees and insects, but when I think of, you know, cigarettes or e-cigarettes, it's not healthy to inhale any kind of chemical. So when I think of these things just being kind of sprayed everywhere, I always wonder, you know, it doesn't kill humans, but what is it doing to your insides if you're inhaling it?
I just had a
well, if millions of bees are dropping dead,
well,
then,
just common sense,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. What's it doing to your lungs?
Use cedar spray. I'm just trying to visualize a bee smoking a cigarette. It's a visualization. There it is. Now, this is not to be trifled with. This is serious stuff, and more of it is going on, especially when we know that there are natural ways of getting rid of this problem, and we don't choose to take it because the drug manufacturers and the people who are making all this stuff have such a stranglehold on the government that nobody considers using the natural stuff unless you've got some brains. So we figure it out, we talk about it, and suggest that you use a product like Cedarside that isn't even paying to be on the air now. It is something that works. Cedarside. 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 Look it up. You got bugs around? Spray them. Spray your body. And it'll get rid of it. It's nature fighting nature. But are these people smart enough in the government to figure that out? No. They get some petroleum salesman or somebody from Monsanto or Dow Chemical comes around and says to the state agencies, yep, you should use our spray. It'll kill all the Zika virus, all of the Zika mosquitoes. Gonzo! Okay, and half the population along with it. All the bees. Yeah, this stuff can't do you any good at all. I remember watching as a kid, the green Ford truck, this is how well I remember this, from the South Middlesex, that's the county I live in, South Middlesex Mosquito Control District. And they go up and down the street with this huge fogger that would spray all over the place to get, you know, at the mosquitoes and whatever else around that was bad. But then about 30 minutes to an hour after they go up and down the street, you can count up and go up and down the street and count 100 or 200 dead birds in the street. And nobody, somebody put two and two together. That was like back in the 1950s. Hello.
You know, I blame the 50s for so much of this. Yeah. I mean, even this chemical stuff that they're spraying in South Carolina that killed all the bees, Naled or whatever it's called, that's developed in 1959. What happened in the 50s where America lost its mind and started developing plastic and chemicals and food science and all of the stuff, the junk that is, that has created so
prosperity.
Much cancer?
Prosperity, that's what it was called. It's prosperity. All right, so speaking, let's just keep going along the food line here, and speaking of what you were just talking about, the focus on sports drinks this week, there are a lot of people who have equated the fact that it's called a sports drink to something that was healthy. There are a lot of athletes that endorse these sports drinks, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of... This is what the doctors studying this say, it's nothing more than liquid candy, made for the most part by Pepsi and Coca-Cola. These are, we're talking about drinks like Rockstar and Monster.
Drinks. Oh, okay. Sports drinks
like Gatorade or something like
that. Like Gatorade or Powerade.
Well, that too. Yeah, Gatorade, Powerade, they're on the list. What happened, they deliver carbohydrates and electrolytes, which are good if you're working out. After you work out, you should have the carbs and electrolytes to replenish what you've taken out of your body. But a good plate of spaghetti is better than anything else
Yeah, these drinks are scary to me because I had a friend in high school whose mom worked for Coke, and so she would get free. Tab was one of their energy drinks that they had. I don't know if they still make it. And because they had so many in their house, she just got used to drinking it. And she got to the point where she was drinking about 5 a day, and she couldn't get through the day without drinking that many. It's addictive, and it's scary. And eventually she got off of it. But, yeah, that's not something to mess around with, especially with young kids.
Yeah, you don't want anything, any of that stuff. Okay, next item in the food column. People who are drinking smoothies in Virginia, getting more than they paid for. Specifically, they've got jaundice, fever, nausea, and vomiting. Sounds like a good time to me.
So much for a healthy smoothie.
The Virginia State Health Department says 44 people this week have tested positive for hepatitis A. So the smoothies are supposed to be packed with vitamin C instead, packed with hepatitis A. At the Tropical Smoothie Cafes, which is a chain.
There's one down the street from here that I go to every now and then.
Be careful.
I haven't been for a couple months, and it looks like I'm not going to be going for another couple months at least.
Apparently, the Center for Disease Control noticed that several people who live in Virginia had the same strain of hepatitis A. One that had been previously linked to frozen strawberries that came from Egypt. Yep, this is what you want, folks. You want to put the American family farmer out of business, bring in strawberries from Egypt and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the international partnerships, and let's let all this stuff, the fruits, the vegetables, the meats, come in from every other country in the world, uninspected, to put our farmers out of business, and you get this stuff.
I didn't know strawberries could grow in Egypt, because don't strawberries need grass? And I always think of Egypt as mostly desert.
They need water. No, if you go along the Nile, it's like Israel. If you go along the Jordan River Valley, one of the greenest, most beautiful, lushest areas you'd ever visit, the Jordan River Valley is absolutely magnificent. You grow all kinds of great fruits and vegetables there.
No, well, along the Nile. I think of the Nile and desert running with a river running through it.
But there's also some areas. I'm not sure how many miles on either side of the Nile, but there are some fertile areas in there.
Seems weird they would grow strawberries.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe uses Egyptian strawberries. Now they have decided maybe they ought not to, and they ought to use American-grown. What an idea, huh? Imagine that.
Wow.
What a concept.
It is amazing. They have 500 stores around the country. If you don't know about hepatitis A, you don't want to have it. Your liver gets really in a quiver, and you could be out of whack for like 2-3 months because of it. As a matter of fact, an employee at the Gainesville, Virginia location tested positive, so people who ate or drank anything there in the last few weeks, you could still get sick. Strawberry smoothies. Let's see, how many people? 69 people have been sick, 55 of them in Virginia.
And now it's in 6 different states. So it's obviously linked to
strawberries.
Yeah, the strawberry. Now, when we talk about other food warnings like listeria and things like that, hepatitis A, I don't know anything about that. I've always only heard about hepatitis C. Is hepatitis C not?
It's a less potent form of hepatitis. Still not something that you want.
Hepatitis goes after
your liver. And so,
how is it transmitted? Is this like a poop-borne illness, or like where does hepatitis A come from?
Not to put too fine a point on it. What I remember telling you the story about, I'll go back to it because it sort of tells the story and explains it pretty vividly. One of the times I was in Egypt, having breakfast one morning, I remember this, oh my God, like it was yesterday actually. I was having, because I normally, when I travel, especially like that, like fruit, local fruit for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I had some melons, I had strawberries, let's see, what else did I have? There were some other kinds of berries, and I was loaded up on them. And about 4 hours after that, I became violently ill.
Oh.
So much that for the next 3 days I had dry toast and tea. And what I found out was people who are natives have built up an immunity to the crap that floats in the Nile. They use water from the Nile to keep these fruits chilled. And they keep them in a cooler with the water, and they pump the water out of the Nile, and that's what gets it. You know, you think that melon has a skin on it, but that skin can be penetrated by things like this or by sprays, that kind of stuff. So washing them doesn't necessarily keep them or make them clean. So I just remember was I sick. And it was because of the stuff that was in the Nile that my stomach wasn't used to. It's all what your stomach is used to. You can have certain probiotics. We always talk about probiotics. You need to put them into your system after you have antibiotics. Well, there are things in your system your gut gets used to. It's like honey. We were talking about honey a few minutes ago. The only honey that will do you any good, other than if you just want it to put in your coffee, I mean, in your tea or something. But if you want it for medicinal purposes, you got to get honey that's grown in the area where you live. Because how the things, if you're allergic, I have a friend who's very allergic to all kinds of flowers and anything that's got a bud on it. Man, this guy goes right into the tank. And the only honey that he, you can have honey that will counteract it because it comes from the same sources where the pollinization took place. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just the bees are into the local stuff, and the local stuff, if you have an antidote to local allergies, it's bee honey. And so you take that, and it takes care of the problem. But this guy, he was in the Midwest last week, and I talked to him on the phone. And I could hardly understand him. I said, "You got a cold?" He said, "No, no, it's my allergies. I forgot to bring my honey with me."
Bringing it with him probably wouldn't have helped because he needed the local of where he was.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, I didn't quiz him, but I think you're absolutely right about that. So anyway, it's a food for thought, pardon the pun, but it's really important that you know what you're really dealing with here. And there's so much stuff that's changed in the atmosphere. There's so much stuff that has changed in our diet, the way we eat. We don't have the same kind of enhancements for our immune system because we're eating so much processed foods. Mm-hmm. So that's why things like honey especially are so important. And the way the bees are getting killed because of the spray for the Zika virus. Not helping people stay well, that's for sure. It's, let me see, where are we here? Looks like it's 12 minutes before the hour.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We finally agreed on a paint color, so I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Ace is a place when you're the labor on Labor Day.
Don't miss Ace's big Labor Day weekend paint sale. Now through Monday, buy a gallon of our best, Valspar Optimus, get one 50% off. Buy our best value, Clark and Kensington, get one 50% off. Only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on Valspar Optimus and Aspire, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Brand Paint. Sale gallons must be of equal or lesser value. Limit 2 per household. While supplies last, see store for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and 5 times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
Hallelujah, 'cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, and in this moment, time for us to go back over the course of the week for the top five items from technology that have made a difference, at least according to the editors of this segment, editor. Victoria Keelan is here with the her overview of what the top five tech stories are. I, as usual, will offer my help and assistance by becoming the big-voiced announcer, starting at number five.
Well, Apple got some bad news. They were hit with a $14.5 billion tax bill from the European Commission this week. Not great news for them. Tim Cook is, of course, planning on his big seminar, which we'll get to later in the countdown. The next big Apple announcement convention is happening soon. But he had to deal with all of this bad news from the EU, and they said it is unpaid taxes to Ireland because they have 6,000 employees in Ireland in their headquarters there. Tim Cook said that they've been there since 1980 and that they fully abide by international and local law and the tax rates and everything else. And he essentially is fighting this process because he said that the tax that they pay, they do pay tax in Ireland, but they pay the majority of their taxes in the United States because that's where all their ideas and research and development comes from. It's all in their California office. And that the majority of the tax is supposed to be paid to the country where the actual value of the product is, which would be in Silicon Valley, where everything is developed and the big brainstorms, everything happens in California. I'm not really sure what they actually do in Ireland. Do you know, Doug?
Well, they just have, it's a sales and supply depot, in essence, for all of Europe.
My so it's guess, not manufacturing, then?
No.
It's not like a factory?
My read is that they will never pay one penny of this. By the time it's all over and the lawyers get done with it, these people are not stupid, and they got plenty of resources. They're not going to pay this. This is basically, you know what this is? This is just like politicians everywhere trying to grab as much money as they can from whatever sources they can. It's just money grab, that's all. And these guys won't stand for it. And you know what? At the end of the day, if they keep pushing it, Apple will move to some other country. That's all.
Yeah.
They'll do the distribution and their service work or whatever it is that they do there. Just do it somewhere else.
And you know, the interesting thing, Ireland pointed out that they're not the ones who are trying to collect this money. It's the European Commission.
Right.
So I'm not really sure how much power they have over that.
All right, number four this week on our list of the top five tech items that were important.
Well, apps like Venmo and Square Cash, of course, apps that you, Doug, use all the time when you go out to dinner with friends.
Rectangular cash is what I use, thank you.
Yes, rectangular cash. Venmo and Square Cash have come under fire recently for not having the most secure apps. Now, these are person-to-person pay apps. So if you're out to dinner, it's sort of the easiest example. If you're out to dinner with a group of friends, one person throws a credit card down, and everyone else sends them a Venmo payment. It's an easy way to basically wire money to someone else without paying for a wire transfer through your bank.
The morons at the restaurant, they can't figure it out themselves, will you?
Well, some restaurants are cracking down on how many credit cards can be used on one bill, so that's another reason why things like Venmo and Square Cash are actually being used more and more.
That's very difficult.
But Google, I'm saying like some restaurants will say it's maximum of two credit cards per check or whatever.
Yeah.
So Google Wallet has upped their game against Venmo and Square Cash this week, and they are now eliminating the time frame where you can re-up your amount of cash that you have in your Google Wallet from your direct bank account. Google is definitely a lot safer than Venmo and Square Cash and these other apps that are really not supported with a lot of security.
Hustle along here. Number three.
So, more Apple news. September 7th is the big date next week when Apple will unveil whatever it is they are about to unveil. The rumors are still circulating that it will not be an iPhone 7. It will be an iPhone 6 SE with a few updates to some software and some Apple watches.
They're going to unveil Tim Cook naked. That's what will happen. Number two.
And a lot of trend watchers from Google Trends and other sites like that this week officially called time of death on Pokemon Go.
Right.
SurveyMonkey says that since it first launched, it was, of course, the most successful launch of a video game ever. And it has continued to decline every single week. It's still big in Singapore and Hong Kong and Indonesia, but in America, we can pretty much call time of death on Pokemon Go.
Number one this week, technologically speaking.
Instagram. If you look at your Instagram, it looks a lot different, and that is because you can finally zoom in on pictures in Instagram. So we'll see if there's any fallout from this. Just be careful what's in your background, because now everyone can see everything.
Everyone can see everything, and you can hear everything here. All that information that's fit to hear, we've got it. It's 59.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.